with a look at what's happening this morning. Here's Sharon Allseth once again. Good morning.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning. A judge has delayed the start of Indiana Secretary of State Charlie White's criminal trial on voter fraud and other charges. The trial that had been scheduled for August 8th has been continued to September 12th. Defense attorney Dennis Zahn said at a hearing this month that he would not be done reviewing evidence in time to go to trial in August. White could lose his job if he's convicted of any of the seven felony charges he faces. He could also face possible prison time. The Indiana Recount Commission last month ruled that White's candidacy last year was valid, despite the allegations that he had committed fraud by using his ex-wife's address on a voter registration form. Most of us drive through construction zones, but how many people slow down? Indiana State Police are now using white NDOT pickup trucks that look like work trucks to catch speeders. Sergeant Brent Johnson.
What we're hoping is we're going to change that attitude. So when you come through that construction zone, or when you're traveling around 465 around Indianapolis, or you're up on the Borman and you pass that white pickup truck, you know, what is that white pickup truck?
In some cases, it'll be an NDOT truck, but for others, it'll be a State Police Dodge Ram equipped with lights, sirens, radios, and radar. Officials say troopers in the white trucks also will more easily spot motorists who are following too closely, changing lanes improperly, or failing to yield the right of way. Those are the leading causes of work zone crashes. Although many flyers might not know it, fallout from the United Airlines merger with Continental may affect passengers. The AP's Shelley Adler reports.
United Airlines bought Continental last year and has been trying to combine them into a single airline. The process has been a slow one with contentious labor negotiations, and Tom Parsons of BestFares.com says,
until that day, you're going to see slowdowns. You're going to see more sick calls. You're going to see mechanical issues that are very minor that don't need to be shut down, but they'll go by the regulations. They'll go by the books.
Continental canceled 24 flights Wednesday, most of them out of Newark in New Jersey due to crew availability problems. I'm Shelley Andler.
Morgan County Prosecutor Steve Sonega says the mother of a 6-year-old boy who was fatally shot by his 11-year-old brother had a duty to protect her children. Amanda Vandegrift was charged Wednesday with one count of neglect of a dependent resulting in death and three counts of neglect. Her boyfriend Matthew Bolden also faces three neglect charges. Prosecutors say Vandegrift's 11-year-old son shot his younger brother in the head on June 30th while neither adult was at the home near Martinsville. The prosecutor says Vandegrift was aware of a volatile situation and allowed it to continue. A judge has issued arrest warrants for a couple in connection with the disappearance of a 4-year-old boy from his Terre Haute home. Police say John Johnson Christian's mother let her ex-boyfriend, 24-year-old Nicholas Runyon, and 28-year-old April Bell take the boy Tuesday for a trip to a birthday party, but they didn't return. Police say Bell stole her mother's bank card, which had had transactions from Indianapolis to Washington, Pennsylvania. Authorities say Runyon claims he is the child's father, but a court has ruled another man is the father. Jessica Johnson says there was never a birthday party and that the couple plotted for days to take her son. Indiana airport officials continue to monitor the Federal Aviation Administration funding debate in Washington. Wayne Pratt has more inside Indiana business.
Some long-term strategic initiatives for the state's largest airport could be in limbo as funding for non-safety-related Federal Aviation Administration functions continues to be worked out on Capitol Hill. Indianapolis International Airport Authority spokesman Carlo Bertolini says projects including a new de-icing facility, solar farm, and hangar for a luxury aviation company could be held up for an indefinite period. The impasse has prompted a partial shutdown of the federal agency. Bertolini says debate over funding the FAA is nothing new.
We've run into these situations before, but in this case, last Friday, no short-term solution, for lack of a better word, was approved. So what was referred to as a partial shutdown began at Friday at midnight, which, again, doesn't affect safety-critical elements of the FAA, but does put other areas of how it's funded into limbo.
He says there is no way to tell how long this impasse will continue. Efforts on Capitol Hill to reach a debt deal are overshadowing the FAA partial shutdown. Officials at Gary Chicago International Airport stated this week the impasse may eventually impact federal funding for a runway expansion. A source tells Inside Indiana Business Crown Royal has indeed signed on as title sponsor for the Brickyard 400. Indianapolis Motor Speedway Corporation President Jeff Belskis is set to make the announcement this morning. The multi-million dollar deal with Crown Royal is not expected to kick in until next year's race. Elkhart-based Remus America says it has expanded production and created jobs this year. The energy-efficient doormaker says it has hired 25 workers in 2011 and plans to add more by the end of the year. Since the company's inception in 2008, Remus says it has brought over 45 jobs to the Elkhart area. This is Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI.
First person is a new point of view. First Person Benefit Advisors looks at employee benefits differently, with strategies and services for keeping employees and companies well and well off. More at firstpersonadvisors.com.
Inside Indiana Business is supported by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to business education and career advancement. Learn more at Kelley, kelley.iu.edu.
The site of a defunct $60 million development is now up for sale. Here's Inside Indiana Business reporter Andy Ober.
Land that was supposed to be the site of a Purdue sports-themed residential and commercial property in West Lafayette is now for sale. What had been the location for the proposed Champion Center has been acquired at auction by Midland States Bank. Our partners at WBAA in West Lafayette report the bank wants around $1.9 million for the land about 1 mile north of Purdue University. Plans had called for luxury condos, a hotel, restaurant, and retail space. Andy Ober, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news on FM 90.1. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for WFYI Public Radio for your information.
WFYI weather, a heat advisory comes back at noon today, lasts until 8 tonight. Mostly sunny with a high of 97. Overnight partly cloudy, low 75. Tomorrow and Saturday mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 91. And for race day on Sunday, mostly sunny, high 91. Right now it's partly sunny and 78 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
All right, thanks, Sharon. Appreciate that. It's 8:38 now.